This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Fighting fuel shortages and Israeli raids put the Gaza Strip's second largest hospital completely out of service on Sunday, local and UN health officials said, as Israeli forces battled U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants in the devastated Palestinian enclave. The latest blow to Gaza's destroyed healthcare sector came as Israel prepared for an assault on the southernmost city, Rafah, home now to more than a million mostly displaced Palestinians living in desperate conditions. Days after Alexei Navalny's death in Russian custody, world leaders and mourners are expressing outrage and sadness over the loss of a longtime critic of the Kremlin and President Vladimir Putin. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
Russia officially blames Navalny's death on an undisclosed illness at the Arctic penal colony where he was serving a 19-year sentence. Western leaders aren't buying it. U.S. President Joe Biden.
Make no mistake, Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. Putin is responsible. What has happened to Navalny is yet more proof of Putin's brutality. No one should be fooled, not in Russia, not at home, not anywhere in the world.
And as protesters left flowers and notes near the Russian embassy in London, people in Moscow did the same, calling Navalny a hero who fought for freedom. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Huge crowds took to the streets of Mexico City on Sunday to protest against President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's government and to quote-unquote defend democracy. Protesters marched towards the Capitol's central square, where organizers said nearly 700,000 people turned out. This is VOA News. U.S. forces in the Red Sea have successfully conducted 5 self-defense strikes to foil attacks by land and sea from Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen, the American military said Sunday. These strikes occurred Saturday, the U.S. Central Command said, and are part of a series of actions taken by the United States and its allies against the Houthis, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, aimed at halting the Iran-backed rebels' repeated attacks on Red Sea shipping lanes. 2 U.S. senators visiting Hungary are planning to submit a resolution to Congress condemning Hungary for a backslide in democracy, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Democrat Jean Shaheen of New Hampshire and North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis say Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban is warming up to Russia and China and has worked to weaken EU sanctions against Russia. The 2 senators are also objecting to Orban's blocking a NATO vote to add Sweden to the alliance, jeopardizing transatlantic security. On a separate issue Saturday, President Biden also emphasized the importance of NATO.
As long as there's NATO, we have allies. Allies that are competent and have defended us.
All 31 NATO member countries have to approve of Sweden's admittance for it to take effect. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Voters in the U.S. northwestern state of Oregon 4 years ago created the most liberal drug law in the country, decriminalizing the possession of small amounts of illicit drugs and funneling hundreds of millions of dollars to addiction recovery services. Now that measure's being reconsidered, Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Touted as a revolutionary approach at the time, Oregonians passed Measure 110 in 2020. It made it so police could issue $100 citations along with a card that lists the number for an addiction treatment services hotline. Instead of being arrested, the individual would call in exchange for help dismissing the citation. But state data shows only 4% of people who received citations called the hotline. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's most recent annual figures, nationwide, drug overdose deaths rose 0.7% to more than 109,000 Americans in 2023, compared to the previous year. Oregon's increase over that period was 11%. Facing public pressure amid the surge in overdose deaths, state lawmakers are preparing to vote on recriminalization.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The movie Oppenheimer, Christopher Nolan's epic film about the creation of the atomic bomb, swept the board at Sunday's BAFTA Film Awards in London, delivering a serious statement ahead of next month's Oscars. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.